So let's do that pedal thing.
All right.
So
this week I'm going to talk about
nothing.
All right, what are you talking about?
Nothing. I'm going to talk about nothing. It didn't come in the mail, and that's my fault. So there you go. Actually,
I give up.
You had some valid reasons. You said, I don't feel comfortable talking about this because I haven't given enough time. And that's a valid reason. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Walrus Audio Deep 6. It's a compressor. And I know you're not the biggest compressor guy, but I think I did go down a compressor journey for a while, and I landed on that one, and it was great. It's a really good pedal. What I like about it is the game changer on it is the blend knob. That's what kind of sets it separate. Now, especially with humbuckers, the blend knob, I'm trying to think of which way you turn it. I should have just double checked, but if you turn it all the way to the right, it basically like front loads the compressor with all the sounds, you know, and it actually causes like an overdrive sound out of it. You'll get like a gritty overdrive sound out of the pedal, which is pretty rad. And then you can kick that back to noon, and it's like just a little bit in there, and then you go all the way back, and it's almost like a non-compressed signal, you know. But that's not the only way it compresses. You know, you still have attack, and you still have whatever the other knobs are. There's a volume, attack, and yeah, I should have looked this up. Walrus is going to love this. They're like, those guys are killing it over there. but yeah, it's basically like a Ross-style compressor. So it's not like anything like, oh man, you've never heard anything like it. You have heard these sounds before in a lot of ways, but the way it does it, it does it better than any compressor I've played, where it's four knobs. You have sustain, attack, blend, and volume. And basically, yeah, like the attack is like, I have that Sputnik, and the attack's very similar to that, which is a Ross style. But it sounds great. But then when you get that blend knob, man, you can just really get it sounding cool. And it sounds chimey, and it sounds warm. It's a great pedal. I really like it. My only issue with the pedal is the graphic. And it's not the graphic, it's the color. The original one had like a scuba diver from far away and all the, you know, like oceany looking stuff in the background. And it just kind of hurt my eyes because like light blue with like a bright red on it. And it was just hard to look at. But the new one, the 2.0, I think it's basically the same, just a new graphic. It has the same diver, but just like a close up. So it's just his like diving, old school diving mask. And so, and it's also like done in like duotone. I don't know if you know what that is, but that's how they print newspaper. It's like just,
dots. I don't know what that means.
It's like dots. It's like all done in dots. So you can do different colors, but basically it's just done in duotone where it's little dots. It almost looks like Liechtenstein artwork. It's pretty cool, but,
Liechtenstein.
Yeah, whatever. But the graphic is like way more, like it's way better looking, and the colors are a little bit more subdued, so they don't, like, you know, it was like baby blue and bright red, and now it's like a almost like a sea foam with like a maroon, and they work better, you know. It's a better color combo. The one I had was white and black, so it was like it looked good, you know. But they make a lot of versions. You can get the angler one with the angler fish where the light is like the top of the fish is like, you know, light bulb thing that turns on. So,
which if I was going to get a compressor, I like that graphic.
Oh yeah, that's a great graphic. They made a couple of them too. They made one that's limited edition where it looks like it's coming at you and it still like lights up. Yeah. It's great. They got some really killer stuff. The one I want, cause I've been thinking about replacing it, cause I sold it cause I needed some money, and then, and then I want it back, and they have like a limited edition one that's just an octopus, and it's just freaking rad looking. So I might just pop and buy that. We'll see how my money's look this week.
Pop and lock on that one.
Yeah, definitely. Because I have that Sputnik and it sounds great, but you know, I like to move stuff around. So
right.
But yeah, that's that pedal thing.